We're starting the Mishneh Brachot, Daf Yud Amud Beis. Beishamai Oimrim Bo'erev Kol Odom Yate V'Yikra. Beishamai holds that the Krishma Shel Arvis, the Oifen HaKriya, should be Derech HaToye, Derech Shchive. U'Baboiker Yamoit. And in the morning he has to stand when he says the Krishma, Shenema uveshorbecho uvekumecho. So the Pasuk is telling us the oifen, the way the Krishma should be recited. Ubeisiloloimrim kol odom koire kedarkoi. One is allowed to say Krishma where the way he wants. Shenema uvelechtecho vaderech. Avelechtecho vaderech, he's not a kom and he's not a shoichev. He's a hoilech. Ba'af al pikein, it's sufficient. So what is pshat in the Mishneh uveshach becho uvekumecho and the pasuk uveshach becho uvekumecho? So the pasuk is coming to tell us the time that Krishma shall arvis and shachris should be recited. B'shosh bnei adam shoichvim and b'shosh bnei adam oimdim. That's coming to tell us the oifen akriya. It's telling us zmanei akriya. Amar Rab Tarfon. Ani ha-yisi bo ba-derech. I was a bo ba-derech. V'hiteisi likrois kedivrei be-shamay. So the Rambam explains what was the story with Rab Tarfon. So the Rambam says, Samti nafshi bechapi. He was riding on a behemoth. So Kozman, he was riding on his behemoth, there wasn't a sakone of listen. No, yoraditi mi al behemti, but I wanted to learn Krishma shel Arvis, so therefore I got off the behemoth, v'yoshavti la'oret, and according to Beis Hillel, he didn't have to do this. According to the Beis Hillel, he could have continued riding on the behemoth, and he didn't do this. V'sikanti ba'atzmi mipnei alistet. And this brought about that I became a mesukin. This put me in danger. Amrulai, so the Chachamim told him, Kedai ha-yisa lochei va'atzmecha sha'avarta al divrei beisilu. First of all, let us understand the kanois of the Chachamim, that it is deserving of such an einish because avarta al divrei beisilu. The question arises, even according to beisilu, If one is allowed to learn Krishma any way he wants to learn it, you could be Yaitse Derech Shchiva also. So, what did he do so wrong that Kedaya Yisalocha Batmacha? There's a very interesting Mesilas Yesharim in Saif Perek Chav. And the Mesilas Yesharim explains this Mishnah as follows. Afal Pi Shemach Mechoya. What did he do wrong? He was machmer. He wanted to be yitzafil according to Beis Shammai. Afal pikein, he was chayiv mis. Why? So he says, we have to understand she'inyin machloikis Beis Shammai u'Beis Hillel hoya inyin kovid v'Yisrael. The whole machloikis Beis Shammai u'Beis Hillel was a very difficult tkufa that Klal Yisrael went through. Bibnei ha-machloikis ha-gdoilo she-ropso b'nei. Those are meiridike machloikis. There wasn't a machloikis and there was a yesoidistike machloikis according to Beis Shammai. They weren't chayve krisis according to Beis Hillel. There were chayve krisis. It was a meiridike machloikis. There were mamzerim. They were not mamzerim. It was negeya many in yonim. All the machloikis. V'soiv soiv, finally, nigma. It came to agma. Sha'aloche ke-Beis Hillel lo'ilo. That's ha-baskel min ha-shamayim. We paskel like Beis Hillel. Hinei, kiyumo shel teire shegmar din ze. So in order that the teire should have a kiyum, it will only be shegmar din ze yishoyer b'chol toikif la'ad la'ol mi'alomim. So now we hear a-cho, a-baskel. So now we know we feel zich according to Beis Hillel. V'lo yechlash b'shum ponim sh'loi teyoso teirech has v'sholm ke-beis teirech. Now ma'alm shein afa derech, Klal Yisrael knows, we paskin according to Beis Hillel. And now what did Rab Tarfon do? Aptafen goes, and he wants to be Yaitse Shittis Beis Shammai. So what was eingebacken in the world already, that Beis Shammai ain't a Mishnah, we don't feel sich like Beis Shammai, so this would start now arousing again to the Machlokes. Aptafen says it's preferable to do the way Beis Shammai says. Yaitse Chassidisu, Lahachzi kibeisilo lafilo lekule milahachme kibeishamai. So the Mesillas Yisharim is saying when a person wants to do a milsa de chsiduse, one should not be short-sighted. One should not look at the pool of what he's doing. This Krishna is more mahudadik, because I'm yaitz according to everyone. But look what the pool yaitz is going to be. By laning such a Krishna, you're making a mapech in Klal Yisrael. The machlokes which had settled and stopped already, you will be meirer again. K'day ha'yisa lochei ba'atzmacha shavarta divrei Beis Hillel. The Goyin explains that in this maise, in this sakone that Rabbi Tarfon was in, there was also a machlokes Rabbi Tarfon and the Chachamim. Sikanti ba'atzmi, I put myself into sakone mipnei halistim. That means Rabbi Tarfon also realized that he did something wrong. But he did not shut up the greatness of the wrong that he did. So the Goyin explains as follows. Inu, the Chachomim said, you should do like Beis Hillel. Fine. He knew that. He held, he's going to do like Beis Shammai. Okay. He held it's kedai to do like Beis Shammai. So he has Yitzchak Koladeis. So he realized he's over on a mitzvah asay the Rabbonon. I mean, the Rabbonon said, do like Beis Hillel, and he's doing like Beis Shammai. Chazal tell us, be'idon rischem manishin al mitzvah asay. When a person, when it's an idon rischem, when it's a shas asakone, then the manish on a mitzvah asay. So he said, the reason he was in a sakone, because I made a mistake. I was taka over on asay the Rabbonon. I held it's kedai to be yoiva in order to chaparayin shitas Beis Hillel. And since there was a mokim sakonis, he can't be ba'atzmi. So I put myself in the sakon. I shouldn't have done this then. Then was not the right time. Because then it was an idun rischa. And the Chachamim told them, you're making a mistake. The sakon did not happen because it was then. So can't. You're mechuyev misa. You don't realize what you are doing. You're mechuyev misa for the etzem pool, and not because this did not occur only because it was a shas asakon. Rashi yate al tzidoi b'shach becha derech shchive yamoi d'chsivu v'kumecha. And Beis Hillel says kedarkoi, you could learn krishma kedarkoi oy bekima oy b'shchive oy b'yeshiva oy mahalach. You have a choice to do, to learn Krishna in any position you feel comfortable in. The Gemara. Bishloime Beis Hillel, komeforshi tamayu, v'tayme de Beis Shammai. Beis Hillel explained to us the reason why they hold that Krishna could be said, b'chol oifen, b'chol matzev, it says, v'lechtach avaderech. The raya that Beis Shammai said from the Shachbacha v'kumecha, so they also slugged that up. They said the Shachbacha v'kumecha is not speaking about the oifen akriyim, it's speaking about zmanei akriyim. So Beis Hillel took care of their side of the machloikis. Elo Beis Shammai maitaymei loy omri ki Beis Hillel. Why didn't Beis Shammai say like Beis Hillel? Bisul has a raya. Bisul has a raya. V'lechtach avaderech. And Yovishach b'chot's going on zmanim. Omeloch b'shamay in kein neimakro ba'boiker u'ba'erev. If the posik wants to tell us zmanei akriye, so why did the posik tell it us zman shchive, zman kime? Speak clearly. Ba'boiker u'ba'erev. Mayu b'shach b'cho v'kumecho. B'shach shchive, shchive mamish. He says the Torah did not say a clear lotion. And the Torah expressed the zmanim in a lashon of shchivin kime to tell us that in that it that the oifen akriya should be ba oifen shel shchive or ba oifen shel kime. B'shas shchive shchive mamish, b'shas kima kima mamish. Rashba asks a shaila ba boiker uba erev. That means if the pasuk would only come to tell us the zmanei hakriya, the Torah should have said boiker and erev. So the Rashba asks, erev is not a clear lashon. Erev means after chatzos by day. That's called erev. The Korban Pesach, by the Korban Pesach, it says tizbach es haPesach bo erev. But erev means when the sun starts going towards Ma'ariv. That's the Taitz erev. So if we would say the erev uba boiker, so I wouldn't know that one has to say it at night. So the Rashba says the Gemara is lav dafke. The Gemara doesn't mean erev and boiker. The Gemara means yoim v'layla. That's the Gemara chapped on the wrong lotion. Beis Shammai means to say if it's coming to tell us this man, so let it say yoim v'layla. That's what the Rashba says. So I had a shtikel ha'ore on this Rashba. Now that it says b'shachbecha uvikumecha, so let's say according to Rabban Gamliel, let's say we paskin at Rabban Gamliel, b'shachbecha means the whole night. So Laila is very good. It should say Laila. No, Laila. It doesn't say what part of the night. So Laila means the whole night. Fine. But uvikumecha means zman kima. Zman kima, so good. Rabbi Lezer holds ad ha'neitzachama tchilis zman kima. Rabbi Yeshua holds till most people get up. If the cheshmu with the bnei malachim, so that's at sholei shoyis. But krishmi shel shachris cannot be said a whole day. That's because it said uvikumecha. But if Beis Shammai is asking, it should say yoim v'layla. So len krishmi by yoim. So a person 2 o'clock in the afternoon, the len krishmi. L'chayre yoim is not the right lotion to tell us the zman krishma. It has to say v'kumecha. What is the kasha of Beis Shammai? I thought perhaps from this Rashba, perhaps is a raya to a kesef mishneh. There's a meiridike kesef mishneh, and he should be a melech yosher on klal Yisrael. But there's a meiridike kesef mishneh. The kesef mishneh says, the kesef mishneh asks a kasha. He says he doesn't understand that we are not consistent in translating the pasuk. B'shachbecha, we translate l'halacha not when people go to sleep. B'shachbecha means when people are sleeping. Uvekumecha, already we translate differently. Uvekumecha, when they get up. Say also, uvekumecha, when they're up. How do you know to split the hair and taish of a shachbacha like this, of a kumecha like this? So the Magen Avraham answers this kasha because in translation, if it's speaking about the whole time they're up, that's called amida, that's not called kime. Kime means getting up. Amida, if the pasuk really means when you're up, it should have said abamidecha, not uve kumecha. Uve kumecha, this is a different translation. Al kaponim, that's a teret on the kesef mishnah's kasha. But the kesef mishnah holds it's a kasha. So the Kesef Mishnah says, I'm moire de keteret. The Kesef Mishnah says, you know, that's what it says in the Mishnah. Rabbi Yeshua says, actually, choice is only at the Rabbonon. Min ha-teire ye yaitse the whole day. Because of my kasha. Just like a b'shach b'cha means the cold man you're laying, or b'kamecha means the cold man you're up. The Rabbonon made till sholei choice. He says, with this we can understand, he says, that we learned in the Mishnah, Dav Tesa Medbeis, that akayri mekan ve'ilach lo hifsid abrochet. You could say birchas krishma. So he says, how could you say birchas krishma if that yetzah mitzvah's krishma? So we mentioned already on that base, because the birchas krishma is not a birchas hamitzvah, it's a brocha that's totally in tefillah. So therefore it is not dependent on the mitzvah of krishma. Good, that's the Rashba's that teret. But the Kesef Mishneh wants to rub it in, so he says that he has a different teret. Because the Zman Krishma is a whole day. So Mamela Menatera Yaitse Krishma all day. It's only other Rabbonim. So Rabbi the Brochus, they weren't Machma. So therefore one can say the Birchas Krishma, even though it's after the Zman Krishma, the Rabbonim. Fine. Aber al kuponim, we have a kesef mishne that says this. La aloche, that mean a teire, one is yoytze mitzvahs krishme shel shachis the whole day. So could be that the Rashba, the chayr the Rashba, will be a raya to the kesef mishne. That, so the Rashba said that really Beishamay meant to say, you shouldn't say b'shoch b'chov v'komech, you say yoyim v'layla. And yoyim taka would mean the whole day, and layla means the whole night. And the way it says now, it's also the same thing min ha-teira. Could be, or else it's l'cheira shver on the Rashba, l'cheira, how could the word yoyim duplicate v'komech? Yoyim means the whole day, v'komech only means man kimeh. Fine. Therefore, that's Beis Shammai's taine and Beis Hillel, that it's not mistaver that b'shoch b'cho u'v'kumecho is going on the zmanim. It should have said a clearer loshen yoyim v'layla. Beis Shammai, so now the Gemara asks, hayu v'lechtecho v'aderech my ovid luhu. Fine. But Beis Hillel brought a raya, and the v'lechtech over there, it seems one is allowed to say krishme even though he's a mahalach. He's not standing and he's not laying. So Beis Shammai said, ahumi boi lo lich desanya. This we need for something else in Gantan. This is not telling us the oifen ha-kriya. It's also telling us zmanei chiyuv kriya. Lich desanya we learned in Abaraisa. B'shivtecho b'veisecho prat lo oisik b'mitzveh. A person is oisik b'mitzvah, he's potter from krishma. Uvelechtecho v'aderech prat l'chosa. Here we learn a bigger chiddush. Even though there's no mitzvah maisi, there's only a tirdes machshove, aval pikein, but since it's a tirde de mitzvah, one is also, a chosen is also potter, likrei seshma. Mikan omru, a kindness as a psula potter. If a person is kindness a psula, he's potter. That's a monachai. So from here we learn out that a chosen is potter from kriyishma. Before we go further in the Gemara, let us see Rashi. B'shivtecho b'beisecho prat lo isik b'mitzvah. L'kami meforish may mashma. How do we see here a drosha that's mamayit isik b'mitzvah? U'belechtecho v'aderech. Prat l'chosa. So Rashi yes, Tzvavol gav d'chosa nami oisik b'mitzvu, a chosa is also oisik b'mitzvu. Ilav kro yeseira loy navkelon mikro kam. I wouldn't know chosa from the first post. The kivin the oisik b'mitzvu like siv b'kro behedye. Doesn't say kro oisik b'mitzvu. Any oisik b'mitzvu. Ela miyuta ba'almu d'ko d'kashina mi beisecho matina minei oisik b'meleches mitzvim d'iketil the person is doing a pu'ulat mitzvim that's a tilde avul chosn the tilde de machshove ba'almu a chosn is only a tilde de machshove shemechashev al eisik psulim Ilav ko yiseira lo yismay. So without an extra posik, I wouldn't be mamayit. So that's why you have the extra posik that a chosn is also potter. A koynis es apsula potter, she torud b'machsheves b'ilas mitzvah. He's torud in the machsheva of b'ilas mitzvah. I read a shtikl ha'ore on these two rashis. The first Rashi says the tilde of the chosen is shemechashiv al esik psulim. The second Rashi says shetorud b'machsheves b'ilas mitzvah. Is it? It's two lashonos. One is esik psulim. One is tilde the b'ilas mitzvah. What is Rashi saying? And what is the tilde taken? Example. The Rambam, we'll come back to Rashi. The Rambam says that a chosen is potter from Krishme. So the Rambam says, Lefi she'ein daitoi pnuya. He doesn't, his das is not ponui. Shemo lo yimtso psulim. Maybe she's not a psula. So that's why he's told. Now, between you and me, I don't understand the Rambam. But the Rambam mentioned Bilas Mitzvah. The Rambam says, he's told maybe he won't find Psulim. So I would understand the Rambam, Bizman Chazal. Bizman Chazal, the Nisuin was a year after the Eidus. So Memele, Lo Yitzuyah, she's not a Psula. So there's a big problem now. That's the parasha, that's this week's Sedra of Maisi Shemra. She's not a Psula, so could be she was Mezane Bein Eiris and Lenesuin, so she's a Soite. So now he has to find out by the Be'ila Rishoyne, is she a Psula, is she not a Psula? Maybe he won't find out, and this is a Meiradike Shaila La'aloche. If she's a Soite, she's a Sura Olav Kol Yamel. And she's not a Soite, she's Mutter. So how is he going to find out? So it's a Dover HaMatrit. See, I understand that Shemalayim Sabsulim. Ain't Dait Apnui Shemalayim Sabsulim. And maybe he won't be Makir, maybe he will be Makir. So it's something to be Matritim. Doesn't have to do with Rashi's Bilas Mitzvah, but it's a Meirad Ketirde. But then I only understand this Bizman Chazal. That the Surin was a year after the Eiris, and so there's a problem. But Bizmanenu, we make the Eiris and the Nisuin together. So Lamay Nafkamin is your psula, Nishkem psula. L'cher, the whole Nafkamin is Lagabi, the Ksube, how much he has to pay her. So that's called the Tirde de Mitzvah. What's the Tirde de Mitzvah over here? I don't understand the Rambam. Al Koponim, but the Rambam says, Klor, Shemo lo yimtza psulim. The Tirde is maybe she won't be a psula. L'cher, and he won't be able to figure it out. Rashi says, Rashi says the Pesandush, Eisik Psulim, is Toru, the Tilde Marshev, Shemachashev, Al Eisik Psulim, and then Rashi is later, she Toru, the Marshev, is Be'ilas Mitzvah. I think Pshatn Rashi learned a different Pshatn, the Gemara. What the Tilde of Achosin is, Taisvis in Ksubis, Tav Dalet Omed Aleph, says, Hez Amir Adike Ha'orim, The Bia Rishayna is called Bilas Mitzvah. So that's some places had a kash. Only the first Bia is a Bia's Mitzvah. If I can't, the first Bia, she can't become the Saber. So there's no Mitzvah of Pirya Verivya. It could be, there's no Mitzvah of Oino, no Mitzvah of Asima Chatish. It could be she is Tsar if she's a Psula. So why did they say the first Bia is Bilas Mitzvah? And the others are also a Mitzvah. A Mitzvah der Eise. So Taisvah says, Kochi lei be'ilas mitzvah, mishum d'chsiv, ki bo'alayich oisayich. That she becomes with b'mrinon, ein isha k'ireses bris, elo l'misha oise oiso keili. The krisas bris between a wife and a husband is with the person who made her a keili, bo'alayich oisayich. Ba'al yedei kach, and since she's kairis bris with him, midbak bo, so there's a dveikis, u boinli de pirye verivye, u lahochi kori le bila rishayne bila smitzvah. That's why, I mean, since so much is dependent on this beila, everything, this is the yesod from the whole bayis, so memele, this is called the bila smitzvah, this is the boyalaya chaysayv. I would say, there's a Meiradike Volt I bring from the Imre Emes, also on this week's Sedra, that he said, why is Shiluach HaKan called a mitzvah kala? The Gemara Chulin calls Shiluach HaKan a mitzvah kala. What's so kala about Shiluach HaKan? So he says, a Meiradike Volt. He says, because this is the only mitzvah Shaloi Shayich Bo Avoidas HaChoneh. This is the only mitzvah you cannot prepare yourself for the mitzvah. Why? Shrei mitzvah so daika kshe yikore. Ki yikore, if you will find, it has to come out accidentally. Prat lemezumin. You found a kansipoil. Bilti yachone. So this is called a mitzvah kala. This is a mitzvah that, the mitzvah jumps on him without any preparation. The Iker Tirche Shel Mitzvah Hi Behachone Eileho. The Iker Tirche of the Mitzvah is the Hachone, the preparation that one puts into the Asiyas HaMitzvah. So Shiluach HaKan is a Mitzvah Kala. So it could be, since the Eisig B'sulim, and the Be'ilas Mitzvah means now he is Kairis Bris, with this Bilei's Kairos Bris. So this is the whole Yesod of the marriage. Everything builds on this Yesod. So the Tirdi de Machshove is that he needs a hachana of such a mitzvah. We should not make a mistake. It does not say a bocher hakoines es apsul. Let's talk about this. This is his 21st wife. He's still potter from Krishma. Hakoines es apsul is potter likreis Krishma. Because this is the yachas that he's going to have with her this whole life. This is the yesod. So therefore, there's a tilde de machshav. I think that's what Rashi means. If it's true or not, there's no guarantee. But in the Lashon of Rashi, it would seem like that. And again, the Lashon of the Rambam, that the tilde shema lo yimtza besulim, I don't understand bizmaneinu why that is considered a tilde de mitzvah. Let us go further. How do you know, where do you see from this pasuk that a chosan is potter? Omar Rav Pope ki derech, because one is only mechuyev to lein krishme if it's similar to a derech. Ma derech rishus, just like a derech is you're going on a midi de rishus, you're not doing a midi de mitzvah, av kol rishus. So any, if he's being oisik and amidi de rishus, then yechayiv in krishme. So the Gemara says, where did you see this, that a derech is amidi de rishus? Milo yaskin in the ka'ozel edvar mitzvah? Maybe derech means, v'lechtach of a derech, he's going to do a mitzvah. V'lochi yomar achmon elikri. Fine. So derech doesn't show anything. So now we're back to the old child. So how do you know that oisik b'mitzvah is part of the mitzvah? Im kein lichtev rachmona b'sheves uveleches. The raya is not from the word derech, because derech doesn't prove anything. The raya is from the shiv techo v'lech techo. My b'shiv techo v'lech techo. As she said, you shall like krishme b'sheves uveleches. What is it? Shiv techo v'lech techo. Sheves didoch. If you're all oisik b'sheves didoch, v'leches didoch, udemachayim. Or the mitzvah p'tiris. But if you're oisik in a sheves in leches that is not didoch, then you're potter. He hochi, so the Gemara says, so the criteria is mitzvah, afilu koines es almone nami. A koines es almone is also oisik b'mitzvah. There's a mitzvah, p'il yevarivye, nav oine, in besnima chasishtoi, so he's also oisik b'mitzvah. So the Gemara says, "Hai torid v'hai loy torid." Koines es almon is not torid. So the Gemara says, "Oh, so the criteria is tilde, not the criteria is mitzvah. Almon is also a mitzvah. No, the criteria is tilde. Imishum tilde afilu tovos svinosei bayam nami." So what happens if a person is a tilde that he had a ship and the ship sunk, and now his whole famegin. So if a Megan got lost, so he's made a diktorud. Afilu tovos v'nosa b'yom nami. V'chiteima ochi nami, idlise einoch hanami. Any tilde, any disturbing news, patterns from mitzvahs krishme, because he can't concentrate. Alom omarav abe bar zavda omarav ovul chayev b'chol mitzvahs amures b'toyer. An ovul is chayiv on all mitzvahs. Ah, is also torut. Chutz min ha-tfilin. Tfilin is potter shrei nema bohem pe'er. Because tfilin, it says pe'er, shenema pe'er cho chovo sholecho. But the rayas will see in Rashi and Tosfos. So al kaponim we see that tirde is not a poiter. So the Gemara answers, ho som tori tirde the mitzvah. There you need two things. You need tirde and mitzvah. That's why koinis as a psula. Ochi torit tirde de rishus. Here, an oval or a tovas vinosa bayam is also torit, but here it's a tirde de rishus. So here he's mechuyiv to be mesiach das from the tirde and to be mechavan to lein krishma. Dr. Rashi. Mai mashme prat lo isik b'mitzvah. Where do you see from this posik that an oisik b'mitzvah is potter? Derech, b'shivtecha uvelechtecha hukshu le derech. So the Gemara asks, mi lo yaskinim kloima, Minolon de bederech reshus lechude yairi. Who said we are speaking about a derech reshus? Ayri kro. Akro derech stomach see. We're speaking about any derech. Umemele mishtame name minei derech mitzvah. So any derech includes derech mitzvah. Velochi amarachmon alikri. So the Gemara said, Lady Imishum Tirde, the Machshove Potres Lei, because he has something that's bothering him, Afilatovas Vinosi Nami. Aloma Oma Rababe, Kemoiloma Oma, Avopisha Torod Bezaroi, and Obo is Torod Bezaroi, Chayev Bechol HaMitzvot, Chutzminat Vilin. Shenema Behen Peer. There it says Peer, Liyecheskel, Peercho Chobush Olecho. That the Rabbi Yishlam told Yecheskel he should wear tefillin, and we see tefillin that called pe'er. It beautifies the person. V'kivin the bo pe'er, since it has to, the union of tefillin is pe'er. V'ovel mizgoylel b'tzaroi ba'ofo, and an ovel is mizgoylel b'tzaroi. That means, so ain't that pe'er? That means his matzev of Avelis is astire to the matzev of Pe'er. The Malay Rayim mentions as far as it could be, it's a gnai for the tefillin. That means that if the tefillin is supposed to be a Pe'er, it can't be mefuor and a makam with his misgoylo betar. So therefore, he says, the Pasuk teaches up what the Mahus of Tzvilun is, and an offer is not Shaykh. So the Gemara says, Tore Tirde de Mitzvah, Kiven da Anan Miyud Baal Medorshina, Prat Lechosun, Mistayecho im ima etes minei Tirde de Mitzvah. So it's sufficient if we mamaye Tirde de Mitzvah. Let us see Taitzvah. Shenema ben Pe'er, Perish Rashi, Be'ovel Me'oilel Be'ofel Karnoi. His Karen, his Roish, is Selikt in der Erd. Ve'in Noe Loses Pe'er Tachas Eifer. The Loshen of Peisvis would seem a different Lomdus. The Mle'er Roim is such a Lomdus also. That means if he's supposed to be Me'oilel Be'ofel, so it is not nice Losses Pe'er Tachas Eifer. Instead of Eifer, he should be Pe'er. That means it's a stira to the Avelis. He's an oval, so it's not right. An oval should dress up so beautifully. That's a stira to the Avelis. This is a second svara. It's not a stira to the tefillin, it's a stira to the Avelis. Ein noa losses Pe'er Tachas Eifer. V'tz bo'ilu bo'ofer, so he should feel sich via novel, daf sich feel. V'im taima lomoli high time. Why do you have to say it? Because I learned this. We Bimedaik, the Teirik, the Pasuk called Tefillin Pe'er, so they were saying Pe'er and Eifer and Abela Shtiminish, is therefore, so we come to the conclusion an Ovel is Potter from Tefillin. Normally, I time, typically, with the Amali Yecheskel, the Novi told Yecheskel, the Rebbeinu told Yecheskel, Pe'er Cho Chovu Shalecho, you should wear Tefillin, Mechlau de Kula Amei Osa. If everyone wears tefillin, why did he need a special tzibui that he should wear tefillin? Everyone wears tefillin by Avelusam. Is a raya, davke, yecheskel, and everyone not. V'tiritz asar mikutzi, the tzorich taima shol Rashi. That means that is true. From the pasuk, it could be medayik, that an oval is part of tefillin. Because if it was necessary to tell Yecheskel, you should wear tefillin, Vaistois, every other oval does not wear tefillin. Why do you need the whole lomdus of Rashi? Ki heichid eloi neilev shal mitzvus mitvillin mi kal v'chaima. You should not make a kal v'chaima. What's the kal v'chaima? He says, now that I know that an oval is potter von tefillin, so I think other mitzvus which are gringer than tefillin, in which way, I don't know. But other mitzvahs that are kill me tefillin, I would think if he's potter from tefillin, avadi givis he's potter from these mitzvahs also. If he's potter from tefillin, avadi givis will be potter from the mitzvahs which are gringer than mitzvahs tefillin. So therefore, I have to say a reason. No. Tefillin there's a cheshbin. Because ein noy loses peir tachaseif. So this lamdus is only a lamdus. We should not make a kal v'chomer. Inami tzorich taimei de Rashi to be magdir the zman of the p'tur tefillin. L'chaimei b'tefillin l'acha yom rishon. Since the whole reason of the p'tur is the ain't no losses pe'er tachas eifel. This is only, this dvar is only by the first day. The second day it's not mo'ilo b'yofa karnoi. So therefore, so the miut that everyone at a novel is spotted from tefillin applies only the first day and not the second day. Now there are a few gilsois. Let us see the Bach's gilsa, which is the easiest gilsa. Let's see the Bach Ois Aleph after the parentheses. Beis Hillel. Now we're back to Beis Hillel. He says Beis Shammai said that you need b'shivtecha uvelechtecha to tell me that you the p'tura b'isik b'mitzvah. So velechtecha is not telling us the oifen akriya. It's also telling us this manei akriya. Who is mechuyev to be koirei? A person who is not oisik b'mitzvah. A person who is oisik b'mitzvah is potter to be koirei. So it's no raya to be tillel. Beis Hillel. So they said we still have a raya. Aksiv b'shivtecha b'veisecha v'lechtecha. Good. I hear it says b'shivtecha u'v'lechtecha. Bad derech lo moli. Why does it say bad derech? Shma mino. It's a raya from the word bad derech that even though you're hoilech bad derech, so even though out the tool from Isaac b'mitzvah b'shivtecha b'lechtecha is sufficient, the bad derech is coming to tell me that even is b'poyel hoilech bad derech, that's also a oifen hakriya. So that is how Beis Hillel answered Beis Shammai. Rashi uBeis Hillel omru loch, nehei nami dekro lemedrash minei prat lechosen oso. Memele shamit bin abalechus didochu de mechayev. Alma baderech nami kori. If Rashi had the Bach's Girse, the Loshen doesn't seem like that, but Al Kaponim, Rashi says, Al Kaponim, we have a raya from the Posik, that one is a koirei baderech. Or maybe from the Mashmoi Sakro, that a mikro yoytze midei pshuta. Beis Hillel oimrim oimdim v'koirim. Yoishvim v'koirim. The oifan akriya could be sai b'amide, sai b'yeshiva, umotim v'koirim, hayuchim b'derech v'koirim, oisim b'malachtom v'koirim. There is no special aloche how the goof should be situated b'shas kriya. Umayse b'rabi Yishmoel b'rabi Loza ben Azariah shehoyu mesubim b'mokemecha. They were together in one place. V'ahoye Rabbi Yishmoel moite. Rabbi Yishmoel was leaning against something, was laying down. Rabbi Loza ben Azariah zokuf. Kiven shehigiyez man krishme. This was krishme shal arvitz. Hita Rabbi Loza. So Rabbi Loza wanted to be yoytze shitas Beis Shammai. So he went and laid down. So now he was doing the same thing what Rabbi Shmuel was doing all the time. As soon as Rabbi Shmuel saw that Rabbi Leza laid down, v'zokaf Rabbi Shmuel, then Rabbi Shmuel jumped up. Amar lei Rabbi Leza ben Azayel Rabbi Shmuel, Yishmuel ochi emshel l'cho moshel. I don't understand what you're doing. I'll give you a moshel. L'mo adobo doima. Moshe le'echot she'oimrim lo'i ziknecho megudol. You go over to a person, you compliment him. You tell him you have a beautiful long beard. Amar lehem, yeah, I have a beautiful long beard. Ye keneged ha'mashchitzim. I'll make sure to shave it off. Afkan, afkach, ato kol zman she'ani zokuf ato moite. You are laying down. I was doing different than what you were doing. I was standing. Achshav kshani hitaisi. Now, I complimented you. I started to do what you're doing. So now, ato zakato, now you go get up. What's the yesha? What's the lumdus in this? Amaloi, so he answered him, he says, you don't understand. Ani asisi kedivrei Beis Hillel. I was doing according to Beis Hillel. That means if I would have remained laying in Krishma, laying down, it's also like Beis Hillel, because Beis Hillel said you could lay in whatever position you are. The avla is if you change the position for a shamaydik, that's an avla. But if you were laying down the whole time and it came Zman Krishma, you'll have to continue keeping laying down. Ata asisa kedivrei Beis Shama. You went and you, our laying is not the same. My laying was, if it according to Beis Hillel, acceptable. Your laying was a pu'ula according to Beis Shama. Not only are you doing like Beis Shama, it might have terrible effects. Shema yiru atalmidim v'yikvu halacha l'deiris. My v'loyoid v'chiteima Beis Hillel nam yislu motim. Ah, you'll tell me, Beis Hillel, you're also allowed to lay motim. Hani mili de motim v'osam ikor. That's after if he was laying before. Avaloch ekivin dat hashta havizoku. Till now you were standing. V'hashta moite omri shma mino ke Beis Shammai tzvirlo. So everyone will say that seems that you hold like Beis Shammai. So therefore, I felt I had to get up now to show that we don't paskin like Beis Shammai. Paskin b'mlachtum v'koyrin l'kama mekmin lo b'perik shein. Hitar abelaz ben Azaria ki Beis Shammai. L'echot sh'omru lo yizikneho migudu. There was a person that it was told he has a long beard. Amalem yuzek negev ha-meshchisim. Moshul sholchot doime le'echot sho'aymim lo yiziknecho noe u'megudu. You have a beautiful long beard. V'hu oime lehem, and he tells them, hoye l'klastem oisoi, since you praise the beard, afu yik negev ha-meshchisim. So now it will be shaven off. Hagodol hazeh, this long beard, yenoson l'sar l'misparayim, sh'ovei olav ha'shchisem. Achshav sh'ani hiteisi, harei ani kemekalis es maisecha, I'm praising what you have been doing all along. Sh'oyiso moite, you were laying down, va'aton iskafto, now you got up. Be'silu nam yislu motim, de b'motim nam yishori, kedamrin le'el, motim v'koyim. Avol achshav kivin dat hashta yisa zoku. Till now you were zoku. Va'achshav iteiso, and now you lay down. Im loin iskafti ani, if I won't get up now, yiru atalmidim v'yikvu haloche, they'll be kaveya the haloche like Beis Shammai, so therefore I had to go and show that the loch is like Beis Hillel. Cheskel. We have here a very difficult gemara. Also, kedivrei Beis Shammai, also. Kedivrei Beis Hillel, also. A person did like Beis Shammai, that's also called also. Kedivrei Beis Hillel, also. Rav Yosef Omar, also kedivrei Beis Shammai, loy also veloy klo. A person did like Beis Shammai, loy also veloy klo. He didn't do anything. It's none. Mi shahaya roishai verubai besuke, vishulchanai besoy chabayis. There's a Mishnah in Sukkah that speaks as follows. There was a Sukkah gedoyla. A person was in a Sukkah which was the right size. And roishai verubai was besuke. He was eating in the Sukkah. But shulchanai besoy chabayis. The shulchan was b'sei chabayis. That means there wasn't enough place for the shulchan to put into the sukkah. So the shulchan was b'sei chabayis. I once witnessed such an incident by a kiddush. A person once made a kiddush on sukkahs, on his porch, on his sukkah. His sukkah wasn't too big, so he wanted to make sure the people should have place where to sit. So all the tables were underneath the overhang, and the chairs were in the sukkah. So you have mamish this tzir. Yeah, a person could be roishe v'rubay b'sukkah v'shulchonay b'sei chabayis. The shulchan was out of the sukkah. So his cheshbon was that, they'll take from the shulchan, and when they'll eat in the sukkah. And that's the svara of Beis Hillel. And Beishamai Poislim, the Gemara says, Beishamai Odlo Yotza Yidei Chayvosai, that Beishamai were afraid, Shema Yimshech Acha Shulchanai. He has to remember when he's bending over the table, he won't eat now in this matzah, because now he's underneath the overhang. He has to go back into the Sukkiti. So Beishamai said, Lo Yotza. Beishamai Poislim, Beis Hillel Machshirim. So Beishamai made a Gzeira, and Beis Hillel did not make the Gzeira. Amulem Beis Hillel Beis Shammai, how could you say there's such a gzeira? Maisi shohochu zikne Beis Shammai vizikne Beis Hillel levaker es Rabbi Yochanan ben Hacheronis. The zikne Beis, this we remember, the zikne Beis Shammai, zikne Beis Hillel went to visit Rabbi Yochanan ben Hacheronis. Umatsu, they found shoyeroishai verubai besuke, vishulchonai besoich habayis. Vloi amru loi klum. In the Zikne Beis Shammai did not tell him anything. So you see that it's good. He was doing that, and the Zikne Beis Shammai didn't tell him that he's doing anything wrong. So Beis says, there's nothing wrong. B'shulchani b'sei chabayis. Amru lahem. So the Zikne Beis, so the Beis Shammai told the Beis Hillel, Misham Raya. What do you mean they didn't tell him? Why did they tell him? Afeim amru lahem keino yisam naik. If you were doing like this the whole time, like Yamta Mitzvah Sukkim Yomecha. This is the end of the Gemara. So what does this mean? This means this is Araya Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef said, Osa Kedivrei Beis Shammai Lei Osa V'Lei Klum. It's Araya because the Ziknei Beis Shammai told the Rabbi Yochanan that Yamta Mitzvah Sukkim Yomecha. It is very unclear. We'll see Taisus and then we'll see a second shot. But let's go a little further. Rab Nachman by Yitzhak Omar, Osa Kedivri Beis Shammai, not only Le Osa V'Le Klum, like Rab Yosef said, the Chayiv Misa. The Stan Omar Rab Tafen, Ani Yisi Bo Baderech, Vitesi Likreis Kedivri Beis Shammai, Visikanti Ba'atmi V'mnei Halistin, Omru Loi Kedai Yisa Locha Ba'atzmacha Shabar Tal Divri Beis Hillel. Before we see Rashi, let us see Taisus. Tani Rabbi Yecheskel, Osa ke Beis Shammai Osa. Rabbi Yosef Omar, Osa ke Beis Shammai, Loi Osa v'loi Klum. So looking at this machloikis now, say Rabbi Yecheskel says, like a person has an alternative. If one, you can do like Beis Shammai, you can do like Beis Hillel. Like we learned in the beginning of Brochus, there's a machloikis Rabbi Yudin the Chachomim, when the Zman Minchis, Osa ke Rabbi Yudas, Osa ke Chachomim Osa. It seems you can do whatever you want. Yesh lana mi lismach. Bin taima. Pshite. Zich Rabbi Yosef is zich correct. Tein alochi kemois. You can't do however you want. You can't do like Beis Shammai. Yesh lama, we're not speaking about all cases. We're speaking about in a case that Beis Shammai is machma. It's ho yulu Beis Shammai machmirem ala odom tvei mi Beis Hillel. Loi shayich lama pshite. We're speaking about in a case, our Mishnah, that one did like Beis Shammai, and Beis Shammai is machmer on Beis Hillel. It's not meikel. Beis Shammai is machmer. Toho the osik Beis Shammai loy osav loy klum. That's why we know that one kin feels it like Beis Shammai, and echad the Beis Shammai mekila. That's poshet. U Beis Hillel machmer. Pashteitzer Beis Shammai is meikel. One does not have a choice that he can be soimech on Beis Shammai. Avol hocha b'krishme le posli Beis Hillel divrei Beis Shammai. Here we're speaking about by krishme, that Beis Shammai is machma. So fakert. So if Beis Shammai is machma, now we understand toni Rabbi Yecheskel osa ke divrei Beis Shammai osa. That's, if you did it, it's gewaldik. You will mekayim mitzvahs krishme. No shayla about it. Rabbi Yosef said, you weren't mekayim mitzvahs krishme. She's saying a gewaldik echidish. What did I do wrong? I learned Krishma, and I was Machma, and I wasn't Mekayim Mitzvahs Krishma. If that's the story, in came a Maisi Misuke, so what proof does he have from Suke, like Yamta Mitzvah Suke? Perish Rashi says, the Chiheche, the Misha Osa Ke Beis Hillel, Lo Yosef Lo Klum Le Beis Shammai. Just like a person who does like Beis Hillel, is Lo Yosef Lo Klum Le Beis Shammai. So the same thing, if a person does like Beis Shammai, Umayka medame. What connection is there, sukkah to krishma? Ha som posli beishami ligamri madamachshri beishilu. There beishamai pasul. They held that that shulchanei b'soicha bayis, they held, that's, they passed, they said lo yotzo, they held pakel tis agzeire de rabbonon. So memele, that was the machloikis. Avol hoche kore krishme ke beisham elim deisil lo yotzo, you should be yotzo. It's a krishme according to beisil also. So what dimion is there between krishme derech shrive according to beisil to shulchanei b'soicha bayis? So the Gemara is very difficult to understand. Al kein peirish harav Rav Shmai, the kemedam yohi. The comma from the loshen of Beis Shammai. With the comma loiki yamto. That means they were goyzer. They were goyzer that one is not allowed. They were geyser that one is not allowed to sit in a sukkah shulchani b'soich habayis. Fine. So if they would come and tell them, listen, you are even nisa darabonon, fine. But they said, meiradikalashaynis. Loi kiyamto. They told them, you weren't mekayim, it's v'sukkah. Afa gav them in adin yotzo. Shrei b'roishi v'rubi b'sukkah einei osar, elo gzeira shem ayim shechacha shulchani. How did they come to such a conclusion? They said, like kiyamto mitzvah sukkah. So you see that the Beis Shammai, not only when they made a gzeirah, not only did they say it's also to do that, but they were oiker the mitzvah d'araisa. Ki ay gav negabi krishme. Afal gav dem in adin yotze b'diyevet. Here you also yotze b'diyevet. Given the lebeisil alein nochin ke de isa b'mas nisin, ke dai ho yisa lochay v'atzmacha, the beisil's help. You shouldn't do that. Imosa ke beisham el beisil alay osa v'alay klum. So Taisvis learns pshat in the Gemara, Taisvis makes two hanoches. That just like by sukkah, when the Beis Shammai held, one is not allowed to sit in such a sukkah. So then Chazal used all their koiches and they were oike the mitzvah. So here we see from the Mishnah that Beis Hillel held one should not do like Beis Shammai. So there's an iser to do like Beis Shammai. There's an iser to do like Beis Shammai. So therefore, so they were oike the mitzvah. If you lay in Krishma like Beis Shammai, they were oike the mitzvah. Chayre, it's for shver the dimyan, because by sukkah there was taka gzeire de rabbonon. Here we never heard klal from Beis Hillel that there's an iser to lein krishma b'shchive. Such a thing happened, they told them, no, you did the wrong thing. But to say that there was an iser and to build from this that whenever they made an iser the rabbonon, they were that the mitzvah should not be in the sky and in shots and even they were oike the mitzvah. It's difficult to understand the dimyan. The goyin says on Taisvis, it's dochel karbe Taisvis pshat. The goyin wants to learn a different pshat in the Gemara. The goyin in Shnois Aliyo on Mishnayis and in Chedushei Agro. The goyin says that the Shaila was Osa ke beishamai Osa is medayik another dik. The Gemara does not say Osa ke beishamai Yotzo or Lo Yotzo. According to Taisis, that's the Shaila. Are you Yotzo or aren't you Yotzo? The Gemara says Osa ke beishamai Osa. So what's the Shaila? If he did like beishamai, did he do? I mean, he did. What, if you say Yotzo, so Shaila was a Yotzo. What's the Osa? So the Goyin says the Shaila of the Gemara is as follows. That's sicher, the Allah is like Beis Hillel. Fine. Now, if a person does like Beis Shammai, did he accomplish something? Is it, did he accomplish a hiddur? I mean, according to Beis Shammai, it's, this is the way Krishna should be galained. Derech Shchive. Now, he's Yoytze Shittes Beis Shammai also. Did he accomplish something with his Oisek Divrei Beis Shammai, according to Beis Hillel, that means Beis Hillel and there can't, no, this, we have to understand like this. That's for sure. There's such a Shita Beis Shammai, there's a Shita Beis Hillel. La Haloche, Zuvizu Divrei Kim Chai means there's such a Svar and such a Svar. La Haloche means Svar, Hin Svar, Abu Lamais, Abi Dafmeta. So Lamais we have to do like Beis Hillel. But Al Kaponim is such a Mahalach like Beis Shammai. So if a person does, after the Haloch, if a person does like Beis Shammai, did he accomplish something? Is it more Mehudidik or he didn't do anything? He didn't accomplish anything at all. That was the Shaila. Maybe he did something. That was the Shaila. So what's the Raya? The Raya was that they told him, the Raya was that Beis Hillel held, when there was a Machlokes Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel wasn't Goyres Shitas Beis Shammai. That means that Beis Hillel held, no, there's such a Mashmois also in Bishach Bechor, but we're lenient. We say, you don't have to accept this Mashmois, but there is such a Mashmois. Beis Hillel held his Garnish mit Garnish. There's no such Inyan. There's no such Hiddah. Because we see the same way how Beis Shammai held in their Machlokes with Beis Hillel. That means they fought till the tooth. Beis Shammai told Rabbi Yochanan in Kena Yisrael, like Kiyamta Mitzvah Sukkah Miyamecha. Now that's very sharp words, like Kiyamta Mitzvah Sukkah. He says, listen, there's some rabbis that hold I was Yisrael, there's Beis Hillel over here. So I mean, you hold I'm doing wrong, I hear, but don't speak so sharp. So Vaisdois, the Beis Shammai held, that it means they weren't Geirishitis Beis Hillel. We're telling you, you weren't Yisrael Beis Hillel. We're telling you, you want Yaitzah, so they weren't Geiris at all, Shitas Beis Hillel. So just like the Beis Shammai weren't Geiris, Shitas Beis Hillel, so Beis Hillel weren't Geiris, Shitas Beis Shammai. It's no hiddle that I accomplish something. Will I get 1% greater Gan Eden? I have a more Mehudidik Kishman. No, you didn't accomplish anything. The Shaila was an accomplishment according to Beis Hillel, you didn't accomplish anything. That was Rabbi Yosef. And the last man, the Yomar, also, Kedibri Beis Shammai Chayev Misa, so the Goyin says, you know, not only Chayev Misa, you want Mekayim Mitzvahs. Krishma also, because it's a Mitzvah Bava Veira. Not only, you're claiming of an accomplishment. You didn't accomplish anything. You weren't even Yotze Mitzvahs Krishma. Because since you're Chayev Misa, you're not allowed to learn Krishma in such an oifen. So according to the last man, the Yomar, you're not even Yotze Mitzvahs Krishma. And it could be Rashi meant like the Goy. Because Rashi is very unclear. V'chi heiche, l'kiyamta mitzvahs suke. V'chi heiche da osa ke divrei Beis Hillel. Loi osa vo loi klum le divrei Beis Shammai. That means Beis Shammai was not goyres the asiyah of Beis Hillel. It's not called an asiyah ledivrei Beis Hillel. It's not called a hiddah. Maybe the leiklum is a bissel modne, not like the goyim, but could be. Efshe gam yozong the drashi means like the goyim. The Mishnah weiter. B'shacha in the morning mevorich shtayim lefoneo ba'achas lacher. A person in the morning makes two broches before Krishma. And one bracha after Krishna. Yaitza Meires, and then Nabich Bam Yisroel Ba'ave, and go Yisroel. Be'er Mabor, Shtaim Lefoneo, or Shtaim Lacheo, Amar Varovin, and Eva Meisroel, and go Yisroel, and Ashkivein. Achas Arucho, Ve'achas Ktzoro. This is a very debatable four words, what these four words means. We have a Meirdike Machlekes Apoiskim. Which we'll soon see. Mokim shomru laharich, ein ereshoi lekatzer. Lekatzer, ein ereshoi laharich. Lachtoim, ein ereshoi shaloi lachtoim. Shaloi lachtoim, ein ereshoi lachtoim. So let us see Rashi. B'shachem avorich shtayim, and altogether you make seven brochas. Kiyama bebrochas, Yerushalmi, sheva brochas alolu, al shem, sheva bayoim hilal ticho. Achas arucho, v'achas ktzora. One is long and one is short. So Rashi says, Ashtayim lachreo the arvis koi. We are speaking about, and if you learn the Mishnah Elech, it like upon him, it stems very much with the flow of the Mishnah. Because the Mishnah says, Uba erev mevorich shtayim lafonel, ושתיים לאחר, די שתיים לאחר, אחס ארוחו, אמס ואמונו, that's a long ברוכה, ואחס קצורו השקיבנו. So it is telling us that אמס ואמונה is a long ברוכה, and we'll look at it in the Siddur, it's also pretty long, אמס ואמונה, and אמיך המויך, it's takes up space, and Ashkivenu is less words. It's a shorter bracha. Then, so that's that. Shaloi lachtem beboruch, shaloi lachtem kegayim bichas haperes ha-mitzvah. So now the last part of the Mishnah is, there are certain brachas that have achsime, it starts with a boruch and ends with a boruch. There are certain brachas that don't have achsime. That's the brachas ktsoras. Now let us see Tosfos. Achas arucha va'achas ketzora. Perish Rashi, arucha emes ve'emuna. That's a long bracha. Ketzora hashkivenu. That's not, it's a shorter bracha. V'teima, the hashkivenu nami arucha harbe. It's a pretty long bracha. Good, if you're comparing one with the other, it's l'cheira ketzora and arucha is a relative term. But Hashkiveinu is a pretty long bracha. It's not a short bracha. That's misvore. V'teida mida loika choshev lo b'teisefte b'hadi yaktoris. It's a teisefte that reckons as all the short brachas, and they didn't bring Hashkiveinu there. So Vaisis Hashkiveinu is not a short bracha. Vaisis first Vaisis took his own ruler and measured it. It's pretty long Hashkiveinu. Then Taisvah says if it's a short brachas on the Tesefta, the Rechens all the short brachas, we should say Ashkiveinu. V'hoid, then Taisvah says, an under akasha, cheshben de kikasha. Emes v'amune, you're telling me facts that this is a long bracha. Pomim shemekatzrim bo miyoit. Sometimes you can condense this bracha. Kedamrina lekamon, leman diyomar ein oimrim parshes tzitzis. According to the man, the Omar, that says, Parshas Tzitzis, so you say Hashem, Elokeichem, then you say Emes V'munah. You're going to be Masmech, Elokeichem to Emes. Hashem, Elokeichem, Emes, so you say the whole Nusach. But the person who does not say Parshas Tzitzis Balayla, so this whole Parsha of Tzitzis is not said, who come Messiah, so after the second Parsha, so he says, Moidem Anachnu Lecho, Sheitzeisonu Mimitzrayim, B'sham Lofonach Hashiro, Bochat Hashem Gol Yisrael. So the Gemara says later that this bracha can be condensed in a very short form. So memele, so this can be very short. V'oid I skipped the kasha before. Pomishem arichem harbi betoisvus k'me'er yayim aneif. And the Ashkiveinu sometimes is a payit. We say an Ashkiveinu. And that's wrong. That's a long. Oir yayim aneif is a long payet there. So Taisvis is asking, so Taisvis understood Rashi, that Rashi learned Pshat Arucha Uktzora means in the amount of words, in the amount of content. This is a long bracha, and this is a short bracha. And Taisvis says the facts are not true. Emes Vamuna could be very nicely condensed. It doesn't have to be long. And Ashkiveinu could be very nicely be stretched out. Yeah, there's a payit to say we stick this into Ashkiveinu, so it's part of Bichas Ashkiveinu. So it seems there are no klolim, there are no guidelines how big this bracha has to be and how big this bracha has to be. So Rabbeinu Tam wants to say a different pshat in the Mishnah. Da hakel koi, everything is speaking a emes ve'emuna. So the lashon of the Mishnah is not so clear, but we are going on emes v'muna. Achas arucha v'achas ktzora. Kloimer ben yarech bo ben yikatze bo kidele kamon. V'chein ashkach nohosom achas aruchais v'achas nesuais achas besulois v'achas v'ulois. So the Rabbeinu Tam learned as follows. The word achas means ben. And he's telling us that this bracha, emes v'emune, is a flexible bracha. You can condense it and you can stretch it out. That's, he's only speaking about this is a very flexible bracha. That's the Gemara Vaitik. Say, Moidim Anach Nolach, Boch Gol Yisrael. And you can stretch it out also. That is Pshat, according to the Rabbeinu Tam. The Nachlus David asks on this Pshat, so where did the so later the Mishnah says, Heistis, Mokim Shomru Laharich, Eine Rashoy Lekatze, Lekatze Eine Rashoy Laharich. That means if there were guidelines, one is not allowed to change the guidelines. You have to have big ones and short ones. Now this one is the Emes Vamune could be, is flexible. It could be long and it could be short. There's no guidelines by this bracha. So wouldn't it be very convenient for the Tana to tell us he's speaking about Emes Vamune? When he's speaking about a certain bracha that has no guidelines, and he's not nice enough to tell us which bracha it is. We had to wait for the Rabbeinu Tam to tell us that. That's what the Nachlus David asks on the Rabbeinu Tam's pshat. Rashba learns a different pshat in the Mishnah. The Rashba learns that Achas Arucha v'Achas Ktzora is speaking about, not about the last brachas of Krishna, speaking about the first two brachas. Achas Arucha is going on the bracha Rishoyne, and it's called Arucha because it's Peseach Beboruch and Chosen Beboruch. Achas Ktzora is Birchas Avas Oilom, that is only Chosen Beboruch and not Peseach Beboruch. That's how the Rashba learns Pshat in the Mishnah. We're speaking about the brachas Rishoynes. And the Goyin says Pshat in the Mishnah that the Tanna is speaking about Arucha, he also learns like the Rashba, he's speaking about the first bracha of Krishma, the second bracha, but the Arucha is not in the Psich and Chsime, the Arucha is in the Inyonim the bracha speaks about. The bracha Rishayne of Magiv Arovim in Yoitza Oyer speaks about many Inyonim. The bracha Shniye speaks about only about Torah. Zay the bracha Rishayne B'Shachas, Zay the bracha Rishayne B'Erev. And that's the continuation. Mokel she'omru laharich. If the Chazal wanted that the bracha should speak about many inyanim, don't condense it. And if they wanted the mokel she'omru lekatzer, ein reshoy laharich. Let's just learn the next thesis. Mokel she'omru lekatzer, kigayim bebirchas haperes, u bebirchas hamitzvahs, ein loy laharich.